manage diabetes or lose weight, and many more. See them all at fbpblue.org/mo and choose blue this open season, November 12th to December 10th, by calling 1-800-411-BLUE.
Hi, Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. Believe it or not, winter is here. Freeze thaw cycles can make a small leak a big one. Let's take care of it now. Call Connolly today at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
St. Louis has gone Hollywood with all kinds of exciting enhancements, including hundreds of the newest, hottest slots. The new Hollywood Casino, St. Louis, now open.
Get to Kohl's for Operation Black Friday. Beginning midnight Thursday, shop over 500 early bird specials. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Chocolatier Wines from Lore Distributing and Firetail Brands. Chocolatier Wines with four-time proven lime love flavors. Chocolate-covered cherry, turtle, milk chocolate, and peppermint patty. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
If you'd like to talk to our next segment host, Jose Hernandez, it's as easy as calling one of these numbers I'm going to give you, and I suggest you call now. Get on the screen, first come, first serve, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS, and Jose is brought to you every Monday by Oreck. There are seven locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers, and that's pretty important. When something's locally owned and operated, it means that the people that own it and run it live right here in the St. Louis area. They're your neighbors in many cases. Give them the business. You know, they got this big campaign going now. I see Al Roker. See these commercials? What's it called? Shop Small or something? Encouraging people to shop in local, you know, smaller shops when you can, and not just give it all to the great big giant, box stores. Oreck is locally owned and operated. There are seven of them. Ask to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner as well as all the other great Oreck products. And again, call now, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. And here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
I'm excellent, too. My daughter's real excited because she went to a big meeting of the company she works for, and they announced that they're all getting iPad 2s.
Oh.
You know, at a time when companies are taking things away and downsizing, they said, we think that it would be beneficial to you and to the company to for each of you to have an iPad 2. And I heard a story yesterday that the NFL, a lot of the teams, now they're putting all the plays, the football teams are putting the plays on iPads because they had hundreds and hundreds of pages at playbooks, and they're going to be on iPads now, which makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does.
So that's the only tech contribution I have. You guys have anything for?
No, I don't think so.
No, I told her, I said, I've got the original iPad. You're going to have a camera and a USB input and all that other good stuff. So, Jose, what do you have?
Frank, have you determined what the gift for Christmas this year will be, technology-wise, for the large morning show in the afternoon participants?
Yeah, there will be no gift.
For the,
yeah, not a technical gift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Frank,
because I don't think you can get other people. There's certain things you can't buy for other people. And I think that's one of those things. Now, I would say that probably the one gift that my kids ever gave me that was the best money spent because of the hours and hours and hours I've gotten out of it was the iPad. They mm-hmm. they got it for me. When did the first one come out? 3-4 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah, and they got me one, and I opened it. And as typical me, you know, I turned it on, and I said, well, it doesn't do anything. Well, I didn't know you have to plug into iTunes and to get it started. But, man, oh, man, that was so I would say that's an exception. I think anybody you would give an iPad to once they really got into it, would appreciate it. But I think most other things, the person, a camera, for example, they need to pick it out themselves, because what you think is right or simple or has the features you'd want might not be right for them.
Correct. Do you use Hulu, Frank?
I know what it is, but I can't because, remember,
I'm
in the forest,
that's right.
I don't have the broadband.
Well, those of you that aren't in the forest can use Hulu. They just opened a new game channel called Game Hub.
Yeah.
They are competing with websites like Game Trailers and Steam. So if you go to Hulu.com, you can check out what it's going to cost to play games from Hulu. Apparently, last Monday night at the Cargo Airport Service Building in JFK, New York, somebody stole 3,500 iPads.
Wow! That's a lot of iPads.
$1.5 million worth. Seems that the FBI was unable to catch the thieves initially, but upon interviewing employees in the facility, some guy named Richardson seems to have been asking coworkers details regarding the shipment, when it would arrive, where it would be stored, and where you might get a forklift.
Yeah, not smart.
Yeah, clearly, criminals are still not that intelligent. Google's in talks with Dish Network. As we know, Google has pretty well cemented itself into the smartphone market with its Android operating system. They are now trying to become their own service provider for wireless, similar to what Verizon and AT&T do in the U.S. Google Maps.
And I say they'll be successful.
Oh, I'm sure they will. They throw enough money in it. Google Maps is preparing an Apple version of its mapping software. It's in the final touches. The question is going to be whether Apple will actually allow it to be reviewed in the App Store, or whether you'll just download it from Google's website.
And can I mention one more time, for anybody who's thinking about buying a GPS or ordering a car with one on it and paying $2,000. To this day, I stand by this because it's still true. The GPS app that I have in my iPhone and my iPad is still the most accurate and the best navigation program. It's called Motion X GPS. I think it cost $1. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. It was $5. A good GPS is going to cost you from $100 to $200 or $300.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
And it's updated by satellite, so the database is always current. And I'm telling you, I took it to the lake, and the first time I thought, ooh, all these new roads at the lake, I wonder if they're in there yet. And they were there. And that's all new. Those roads, not even a year old, some of them.
And I love the Google Maps on my phone. There's a traffic layer, so it'll even pick the fastest route,
right,
depending on what the traffic's like.
Are you telling me it has a live read on the traffic?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Once you put that layer on there, the streets show up red or yellow.
Now, what do you do to go to this? Is this an app or a website?
It's the Google Map app.
Yeah.
For
wow.
The Android does, yeah.
It uses the cell phone provider's information about your cell phone. As your cell phone switches towers along the highway, they anonymously track how many are moving and how fast it took to get from one point to the other, and then they put green, yellow, or red
over
the highway
and
area.
How do they know the level of traffic? How do they know how many cars are there?
They don't count the number of cars. They count the speed at which all the cell phones move from tower to tower to tower.
So they can see if it's slower. Yeah, it's awesome.
That's pretty good.
And last but not least, as we know, Black Friday or early Thursday is coming up. Last year, a record 226 million early bird shoppers spent $52 billion.
Whoa.
Average Santa spent about $400 over the weekend, including about $150 on Cyber Monday. Walmart's going to open 10 o'clock. Target's going to open at 9 p.m. on Thursday night, Thanksgiving. And several of the stores are now using specific barcodes for that store so that you can't take your smartphone and one of those barcode scanner apps and do price comparisons.
Uh-oh. And as we said the other day, Kmart is, as it has been for years, open all day Thanksgiving.
And they're closing at 4.
Right. We said that when we mentioned the story, they close for dinner and reopen at 8 or something. That it?
That's it.
All right. Off to the phones we go. Jerry is first up. Jerry, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How you doing today?
Woo! Good, Jerry. What can I do for you?
Okay, here's the thing. I've got a desktop. It's a tower. It's an older unit. It was built for me about 3 years ago. Okay, and I'm running XP on it.
Yep.
All right. And recently, after my grandsons were with me for a couple months here earlier this year, I picked up a virus. I believe my system's been corrupted, operating system's been corrupted. I had someone, they did eradicate the virus off of it.
Yep.
And but I'm still getting messages when it comes up, registry, error problems, and then I'm having a lot of difficulty trying to run anything, and sometimes it just hangs, and I believe I need to reload the operating system. I'm on XP.
Yep.
Would you suggest reloading XP or going to something else?
If you're real happy with XP and are in love with it, you can certainly reload the XP operating system. If you'd like to experiment, Windows 8 came out a few weeks ago. They have a $49 upgrade that basically you can go and get either the 32-bit or the 64-bit full version of it. And when you upgrade it, if there's space on your hard drive partition where your XP sits, it'll install the dual boot, so you can always go back to XP or go into Windows 8, whichever you prefer.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, that's good.
Hey, Jerry, did you say grandsons?
Yes. Yeah.
How old are they? How old are they?
14 and
porn.
16. Yeah,
yeah. Porn. Oh, now, Jerry, this is a clear case of let's use Grandpa's computer to look at porn.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you check the history to find all the good sites?
You can hope not all you want to. No, those kids are smart. They cleared the history.
No, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. The only person that'll ever be able to find it's your wife, and then you're done. So, Jerry, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Jose.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your help.
And now another person who's about to get help, Jeff. Jeff, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
I can't hear
him. Oh, Jeff, you got to
try that again, Jeff.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you.
Okay, great. Jose, I have a question about the internet radio devices they have out there. I think Sea Crane has like three different ones out there.
Yes.
And I was wanting, they're all run between like about $100 to $200.
Mm-hmm.
But for that, I was also thinking I could go ahead and get a Kindle HD.
Yes.
And I actually went out and made sure it sounded good and mm-hmm. What do you think? What do you think on that?
I think the Kindle HD idea is a good idea for you because it'll do other things besides just listen to the radio.
Yeah, that's correct. And I was pretty much sold on the Kindle HD because I ran into somebody that had the previous Kindle before it was an HD, and he was looking to maybe upgrade to the HD,
mm-hmm.
and he was real happy with it. And what about the new Google Nexus?
Google Nexus is a bigger tablet than I think the Kindles are. The other one is Google's coming out with a $249 Google laptop that'll run on the Android system. It's kind of like cell phone providers. People tend to be very brand loyal. You find Apple people talk about iPads, and iPads are the best. You talk about people that buy the Kindle Fires and the HDs. They're real happy with them. The people that buy the Barnes & Noble Nooks are also happy with those. So it's just whatever your preference is.
Okay. Back on the Kindle Fire again, is today's Kindle Fire HD, is it like a forward-facing kind of deal? I mean,
The technology is up to date, but with any computer technology that you get today, by the time you unpack it, it's already obsolete. There's always something new on the way. So.
Right. All right, man.
You won't go wrong with the Fire HD.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Okay. Jim. Jim, say hi to Jose. Jim does not want to say hi to Jose. I heard him hang up. We must have made him mad. Then Jerry can say hi to Jose. Jerry?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Jerry. How are you?
All right. I love living in the country, but, they're not charter out there. Is there any good internet provider to where you can game from the country?
Do you have cell phone service?
Sort of.
Okay, a good portion of the cell phone providers have digital cell phones, little cards or boxes that do specifically internet-only communication.
That's what Frank has, right, Frank?
Yeah, your, I have
it's
a
like a 4G hotspot.
Yeah, they're called hotspots.
Now, when you're gaming, though, don't you have to have so many megabytes per second or minute or whatever?
No, you're not gonna game with this. No, you'll eat up all your allotted gigabytes.
Yeah, the problem with the hotspots is they're limited in an amount of gig that you can get per month before they start charging exorbitant rates. Kind of like when you lease a car and turn it back in, it's like, you know, 50 or 60 cents a mile.
That's what I ran into, and I didn't know if you had a different answer than my answer.
No, the other one would be some of the satellite stuff like HughesNet, but I don't know what their download speeds are. If it's
HughesNet is too slow.
Yeah, so...
And, well, HughesNet, like a lot of people, though, has levels. They have a commercial level, and they want to get you for like $300 a month.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's lightning fast, but boy, do they gouge you for that.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all I wanted.
Take care, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. And here comes our last caller, would be Jim, if he's here. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, Jim.
I got a question for you. I have a desktop that's running Vista and a laptop that's running XP. I checked out Windows 8, and I don't care for it.
Okay.
Can you still get a version of Windows 7?
Yes. You can still purchase OEM and retail versions of Windows 7, all like the five or six different ones, the Pro, the Normal, the Home, the Work. I forget what they all are, but there's a bunch of them available.
Are they still charging full price for those?
As a matter of fact, they are.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're looking for a 7 version, I'd wait till after the Christmas holiday.
Okay. And I got a comment. They were talking about I have a Samsung Galaxy phone,
mm-hmm.
and that's the one that I have on mine is Telnav.
Yep.
That thing works. I have a Garmin Nuvi, and it works better than that.
Yep, that's true. Some of the GPS only devices are pretty accurate. The cell phones aren't bad. I mean, they'll get you where you need to go, certainly.
Yeah, the Telnav app on my phone, I mean, that does the traffic, like you said, and everything. I mean, I think it works better than this, than the dedicated GPS unit.
Yeah, what's it called again? Telmed?
Nav.
Telnav. T-E-L-E-N-A-V.
Telnav. I'll check. Can you download that on an iPhone?
I have an Android system, so I don't know. It was free on mine. So.
Yeah, I'll check it, because a lot of them, you can get them on all the phones. I'll look at that. I'll take a look at Telenav, too.
Yeah, it works great. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Jim. There goes Jim, and there goes the segment. Wow, went fast. Went very fast. You say, oh, I had a question. I didn't get in. That's why I'm going to give you Jose's email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. It's brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Please stop in and just take a look around. You are going to be so pleasantly surprised at all the great Oreck products, including, of course, their vacuum cleaners and another vacuum cleaner that I want you to take a look at. Tell them you want to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner. Give it up with a thank you round of applause, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Have a good day, everybody.
All right, I'll ask you guys a question and see if you're smart enough, and I'm sure you are, because nobody would be on this show unless they're not really smart. Pickup sales are on the rise. I mean, an obvious increase in pickup sales. Why do you think that is?
Because of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet?
No. His sales are up, too, and they're going to be up even more. Across the country, pickup sales are up. And this actually makes perfect sense. I'll tell you why. It's the same thing that happened in reverse when there was a huge slump and drop in pickup sales, and it all has to do with home building and construction. And home building has started, it looks like, to come back. Now, at some point, it has to, because people can't keep living for 50 years in the same old houses. You know, they're going to start building homes at some point. And since home sales have started to pick up, home construction started to pick up a little, boom, pick up, because construction people use pickup trucks. So we can all only hope that this, what looks like, may be a slow comeback in new home construction. We can just hope that continues, because as it does, it benefits a lot of people, the people who make tools, the people who sell pickup trucks like Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And it all this stuff ties together. It's the trickle-down, or in this case, trickle-up theory. It says that they are, at some of the plants, actually rehiring and gearing up a little because they're hoping, you know, that something doesn't come along and stop what looks like this construction rebound. Maybe that's too strong a word at this point, which brings me to, obviously, the place we want you to buy your pickup truck or your car or your SUV, and that's Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Now, they're having a sale, and it's, I'm not, I've never been a guy to just go along and go, ooh, that's a great idea. They're calling it door-busting specials.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I would have called it the Are You Kidding Me specials.
Yeah.
I would have customized it. You know, door busting is kind of like, you know, it's our summer celebration.
Oh,
you know,
that's a good one.
It doesn't matter what the name is. What matters is the deal. And from 6 o'clock Friday morning, from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Friday. Now, that's a four-hour window, unless this is a, what I was sent was a misprint. It says 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., Friday, November 23rd. You have this four-hour window, and in that 4 hours, there are some tremendous deals. I don't even have time to read you all of them, but the Chevy Sonic is in here, and the Cruze, and Silverado, Equinox, Traverse, Malibu. And then it says the sales will continue after 10 a.m. through November 30th. I'm not real clear on how this works. It says 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Friday, and then after 10 a.m., and then they have a bunch of other specials for after 10 a.m., and then there are Black Friday specials from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. The first 30 people who test drive a vehicle will get a $25 Visa gift card. Now, think about this. This is Black Friday when you can use it most. All you have to do is test drive a vehicle. Just test drive. And who doesn't want to do that anyway? Drive a brand new car for a few minutes. First 30, get a $25 Visa card. Again, that's starting Friday after Thanksgiving, 6 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock. You get to register to win a car, as well as other great prizes. They have big sale and pre-owned vehicles that start at just $995. And the drawing for the car will take place at... They don't mess around. You don't have to wait. The sale is Black Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And at 10:30 a.m., they draw for the car. So the car drawing takes place at 10:30. If you want to know more, get on out there and ask them, or go to Londoff.com, or, of course, just jump in the car, get off at the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. And that is the home of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And remember, there's a lot of stuff going on here starting Friday after Thanksgiving at where else? Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
He's flying over the highways to fill you in on the problem spots. I'm talking about Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Dan. Yeah, I heard that last caller with Jose, and I just want to let you know you don't need no stinking GPS for traffic.
That's right.
I'll give it to you, right? Hey, if you're headed towards the downtown bridge approaches like the Poplar Street Bridge, northbound 55 is the only slowdown you have in that right lane from Park to the Poplar. Once you get over the bridge, though, everything's pretty heavy from Tudor to 64 on eastbound 55. 70. It looks like they've cleared we're flying over it now. They've cleared that accident on the westbound 44 onto northbound 270 ramp. So things are running pretty well there. Southbound 270 is running slow, though, from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And if you're headed west on Highway 70, look for a slowdown from about the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchett Bridge. And this traffic report, it's brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Get to Kohl's for Operation Black Friday. Doors open midnight Thursday. Shop over 500 early bird specials, plus it's the one time of year you'll get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's opens at midnight Thursday. Kohl's, expect great things. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanksgiving Day. You're invited to Thanksgiving with the Kilcoins.
Martin Kilcoin here. Wait a minute. Thanksgiving at my house? This must have been in the contract. I got to start reading this stuff. Yeah, we're opening the doors. The Kilcoin house? Never know who's going to stop by. Special friends, special traditions. We'll have stuffing and dressing. Or is that the same thing? I'm so confused. It's going to be a fun day, though. Spend your turkey day with us.
Thanksgiving with the Kilcoins. Begins Thursday morning at 10 a.m. on the Big 550. Brought to you by American Patriot Beer. Taking America back one beer at a time.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure the Rosetta Stone method is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before, and it was always too hard.
This is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking in a new language in less than 15 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 15 minutes?
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-400-4010. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo, call now, 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies. Even if you're retired or on Medicare, you can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-966-5583. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-966-5583. That's 1-800-966-5583. 1-800-966-5583.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer from Lane House Construction. And I want to remind you that Lane House Construction is your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. So if it's leaking, call Lane House Construction. We're an A-rated member of the BBB, and Qualified Remodeler Magazine has ranked us as number 228 in the country for exterior remodeling. We have two locations to service the entire St. Louis metro area. Give us a call, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
The holidays are here.
There is so much to do.
You love good deals.
You plan ahead.
This Target sales for you. Oh, beat the rush, the sale, the start all sales. Deals on DVDs and things.
With coupons from Target.com/weeklyad. Oh, beat the rush,
no reason to delay.
Get in early to the sale. Kickstart your holiday.
Now through Wednesday, the Beat the Rush sale is on at Target.
Get coupons for deals at Target.com/weeklyad.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope.
There's Josh and his cat, Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog, Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
The 26th annual Budweiser Guns and Hoses will be held at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, November 21st. That's Thanksgiving Eve at the Scott Trade Center. The event has raised more than $3.6 million for the Backstoppers, who assist the families of police officers, firefighters, and emergency medical personnel who die in the line of duty. Tickets are $10, $20, or $30 and are available via the Guns and Hoses website at stlgunsandhoses.com. Tickets are also available from the Scott Trade box office and online at Ticketmaster.com.
All right. See if there's a movie worth going to check out this week or this weekend. Dawn Meadows Dixon will let us know. It's brought to you by Westport Car Wash. One location is behind us. There are three. That's on Page, just east of Lindbergh. There's one on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. And on Brentwood, just south of Manchester, Westport Car Wash, a great car wash and really reasonable. Here is Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Dawn.
Hey, it's shaping up to be a good year for films, I think.
Yeah, I saw, we went and saw Skyfall on Sunday, and I saw a couple great previews. There's the gangster movie with Sean Penn coming out.
Oh, yeah,
that looks
good.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, I have not seen that yet. What else did you see?
Django with Jamie Foxx and Leonardo DiCaprio.
That looks good.
That looks really good.
Yeah, there's a couple good ones.
There's a rumor that one day this week you're going to go in and audition or try out for the Cornbread Show. Is that true?
No.
What's his name?
Calvin Kilroy.
Is that true?
Well, I'm actually going to be on with him on Wednesday.
Wow. Well, good luck with that.
Well, thank you.
For the whole show?
I believe so. I think so. That's my understanding. But, you know, my heart always lies with you all.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
You are family to me.
That's so beautiful.
In fact, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? No.
You don't want... No,
not that close, huh?
Yeah, you don't
I'll
want
be over.
Thanksgiving. Do we have a movie today?
We do. I do think it's shaping up to be a good year because last year at this time, the movies were rolling out and I was disappointed because this is my favorite time of year. The film I want to talk about today is Life of Pi, and I was talking to Dan about it. The first thing I said to him is, it's beautifully shot, and he said, I don't care about that, and it's thought-provoking, and he said, that will hurt me. And so those are the two things about this film that I liked about it. Have you seen it with the kid that's capsized at sea, and he's got a tiger?
I've never heard of it.
You haven't heard about it?
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah, the tiger
is called Life of Pi. It's based on the novel that was written in 2001. It sold 9 million copies. A lot of kids had to read it at school. It is a family movie. Apparently the book gets very graphic because the tiger is on this boat with him and he has to survive and some other animals are on the boat and it can get graphic. But in the film, they keep it very PG, so I think a lot of families are going to enjoy this film.
Is it a real tiger or like a stuffed tiger?
It's a real tiger. This is a real live feature film. It's done in 3D. It is shot so beautifully. I don't know that I've ever seen a film shot as beautifully as this film is. It reminds me of Hugo from last year, but even better. So it is a 3D film. It's the story of this young man who survives this disaster at sea. He's sent into this journey and adventure, and he's a castaway, and his only companion at sea on this little raft is a Bengal tiger. And it's based on the novel. It's directed by Ang Lee, who brought us Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Brokeback Mountain, and then a film that I've always loved, Ice Storm. Ang Lee is so well-respected in Hollywood, and this film is just going to put him over the top.
Are you talking about Ice Storm with Sigourney Weaver?
And Kevin Kline?
What a horrible movie.
You didn't like that movie?
Yeah.
No. It was terrible.
I loved
it was an art.
This is where we part ways.
It was an art film.
Usually, you and I are on the same page.
It was an art film. It was one of those slow sort of. You walk out going, "What the heck did I just watch?" No, I didn't like it at all. And this guy must have a thing.
Okay, we don't agree on that one. He also did Brokeback Mountain. I mean,
which I will never see.
Okay. So maybe you won't like this film, but I think you should give it a chance.
I don't like the idea of cowboys, real cowboys, bending each other over.
Yeah. No,
that doesn't do it for me. No, it just doesn't do it for me.
So in this movie,
I agree with you on that, but it was a well-done film. This film, however, is...
And there's always a however in life.
Did he morph the Brokeback Mountain into Crouching Tiger, Hidden, whatever it is, and then they're... The tiger.
When you said they don't show it, they don't. What do you mean? There's graphic stuff they don't. What does that mean?
Well, because see, what happens is this is a. It's kind of hard to explain, and I'm trying to do it in a nutshell here. But this is a family that was in India, and they decide that they're going to leave India because they can't survive there, and they run a zoo, and they're going to go on a boat, and they're going to immigrate to Canada. Now, you have to remember, this is a fantasy. This is a magical story. It's an allegory of sorts. And so they leave, and they get on this boat, and the boat ends up sinking. And the only survivor is the young boy, a tiger, and there's a couple of other animals that the tiger then uses as food over the next few days, and you watch this young boy out on this raft try to survive. And what it symbolizes is kind of what we all are up against in life. I mean, a storm comes in, and he has to have faith. And what we learn about this young boy early in his life is that he embraces all faith. He is born Hindu. He explores Christianity and Islam and even Judaism. And so it doesn't really focus in on any faith, but just a faith as itself, a faith in God. And so we watch him on this journey. It is so beautiful because he's at sea. You feel as though you are on the raft with him, but you do not get seasick. That's one thing. You're in the film, but I didn't feel that motion thing that I get sometimes with 3D. And it's really a story about faith. And Ang Lee, in many interviews, has said, he doesn't care what your faith is. Even if you don't believe, it's going to move you in some way spiritually, is what he's...
Well, of course he said that. He's trying to sell tickets.
Yeah.
I know. He moved me, I have to tell you. I'm watching this, and at times it felt biblical. There are points when this young boy writes, he tries to keep a journal, and he says, you must never, ever give up hope. And you watch him struggling to have water and food. And really, the tiger symbolizes so many things. Fear. You can't take it literally. It's one of those, as I told Dan, thought-provoking films. So it may not be for everybody, but I think it's one that you can take the kids to. They're going to enjoy it on a certain level. Mom and Dad may be able to read more into it. And even if you just sit there and say, wow, what a ride, with your 3D glasses on, you're going to enjoy it. So I have a feeling, and I'm just going to say this now, I feel like it's destined to be a classic. I fell for it. I liked it. It worked for me. Not everybody, some people say it got a little corny, a little too heavy, but to me it was just right. And if nothing else, it is absolutely beautiful.
Why is it called The Story of Pi?
Well, the boy's name is Pi. He's from India.
Okay.
And,
Pi.
That's right.
And there are no big names in this film. Ang Lee is a big name director, but it is a very big film. I think it's going to do very well. We always need a movie like this at the holiday times, and I think this is one that you can take the family to, and it isn't graphic, because you don't see the tiger actually eat the animal, as apparently in the book you do.
And then I don't want to go.
Graphic. Yeah, what the heck?
If I go, I want to see the tiger eat those animals.
You want to see the tiger eat.
You bet. I watch that National Geographic stuff. I love watching the tiger, like, run down a cheetah or something.
See,
when they rip them apart.
That bothers me, and I didn't want this film to turn into National Geographic. Some people were bothered that he didn't show the violence, but to me, that would have taken away from the magic, and it has a magical feel to this film.
I'll just tell you, first reaction, it sounds horrible. Well, it does. It sounds like an art thing. Beautiful scenery.
No,
but
it's not. Really, I don't believe they're going to sell it as an art film. I think they're going to sell it as a fantasy. It opens Wednesday. We'll see how it does, but you're always looking for something you can take the whole family to. Last year it was Hugo. Not a lot of people. I know Dan didn't like Hugo last year. Beautifully shot. The story a little long. This one might be a little long, too, but to me, the story works a little bit more.
Why wouldn't they have a different name that's more appealing, like The Adventure of Pi and His Tiger?
Yeah,
it's the story of Pi. That doesn't. How do you spell Pi? How do you spell Pi?
P-I.
P-I.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I look at that and go, "What the heck does that mean?"
This is about math.
Yeah. I'm not going. I hate math.
No, it really. I think people should give it a chance. I liked it.
Yeah, we can tell.
And it's not one when I saw the trailer, I thought, oh, this looks painful. But when I sat down and gave it a chance, I enjoyed it. So I think it's one you'll want to try, maybe, Frank.
You just gave me an idea. I'm going to write a screenplay for a movie called The Trailer.
Yeah.
And then you see the trailer for The Trailer.
Yeah. Awesome.
ARDs for The Story of Pi.
I'm afraid to say this. 3 3/4.
Wow.
Call me corny. I loved it.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Corny.
Corny.
We have a guy by that name already that works here. Here we go. 3 3/4 for The Story of Pi. Here they come.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
All right,
classic.
Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Good luck on Wednesday.
Right,
good luck with cornbread on Wednesday. Talk to you later.
Love you guys.
Everybody, we love you more. We love you more and in a sexual way. Dawn Meadows Dixon. Brought to you by Westport Car Wash on Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lime Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash. Seriously, that did not sound good to me.
No.
I saw the trailers for it.
Yeah, it's like,
thing to me.
I went to see some documentary with, it was narrated by, Morgan Freeman, who does a lot of narration, does a great job. But I remember what I liked about it was the 3D. The story, it was kind of slow, and it was one of those nature things.
Was it raising the March of the Penguins or something?
No, it was about elephants or chimpanzees and elephants, and it was like that Jane Goodall type thing where somebody goes and lives with them and bottle feeds them and all that. And that's fine, but it gets old after a while. But the visual, the 3D, so. But boy, 3 3/4. I mean, she's stingy with those ARDs.
Yeah.
So, but she likes that kind of thing. So, maybe you will too. All right, we have to do. We have to heat your house, but not this week, man. Oh man, 60s, low. So what a great Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the weather looks great right now, but. It won't be long until the weather outside will be frightful.
Mm-hmm.
I took that from a song.
Wow.
And if you have a fire, it will be so delightful. But what's more delightful is having your heat work, and having it work especially when you need for it to work. And then, of course, knowing that same unit will cool when we roll around again at some point, and we will too, hot weather. And it's tough. It's got to be tough being a heating and air conditioning unit. I mean, really think about it. I want you hot. I want you cold. I want you in between. I'm shutting you off today. I don't need you at all. Oh, no, I really need you. And I need to be up to the challenge. Matheny Heating and Cooling will make sure that it is. Now, for residential customers who are AM and the PM, if you tell them that when they come out for the first service call, you get 15% off that first service call. You also get 15% off of the plan service agreement. That's where they come out at whatever the intervals are. I would imagine at least a couple times a year, and just make sure it's ready for the upcoming season. And I watch these, especially TV commercials, where they have something in Sons Heating and Cooling, and then they show the family standing there. For all your heating and cooling needs, call me, Bob Schmuckberg, or my boys, Denny,
yeah.
Denny and Benny Schmuckberg. And then they look frozen and stiff and scared to death on TV, and then you get the impression that they work on one brand, because it's usually sponsored by a forget that. Matheny works on everything. Any brand, any type, any size. Businesses, they have a whole lot of businesses that rely on them. And let me tell you something, that's important when you're in business. People come in your business, they don't want to freeze to death or be hot in the summer. Matheny takes care of them. They'll take care of your business or your home if you live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties. You want to know more? Go to this website, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
All right, let's head up top in the plane and get a quick look at traffic with Tim Wiley. Tim?
Thanks, Dan. Eastbound 270, stacking up now McDonald through New Forest and beyond that. It looks great to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Same thing on westbound 70. You are jammed between 270 and the Blanchet Bridge. Once you get over that, you got a great run through St. Charles County out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Southbound 270, stop and go from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Now, a little bit heavy if you're coming on southbound 55 as you we'll put it on either side of Butler Hill Road. Then it opens up. On northbound 55, just a little bit north of Imperial Main, you've got a stalled tractor trailer. The tow truck is with it right now. It's kind of partially blocking the right lane, but your highway is so wide there, it's not really causing any delays. This traffic report is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. As a 72 Mizzou grad, I'm proud to sponsor Mizzou football. SEC, watch out.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. Happy Monday. How you doing?
Happy Monday to you, Bill.
All right. Well, Speaker of the House John Boehner recently had his 63rd birthday, got some nice gifts. President Obama presented him with a pricey bottle of wine, pretty classy gifts, and then Boehner sat on the whoopee cushion from Joe Biden.
Oh.
Surprise there. And as usual, after every presidential election, people in several states are petitioning for their state to secede from the union. You probably hear about that. Some states want to leave, others want to stay. Of course, it'll be a while before we hear from Florida.
Yeah.
And Nick Cannon says that his wife Mariah Carey is too much of a diva to even change their baby's diapers.
Whoa.
Yeah, Nick says he's the main one to listen to the whining and the crying and to clean up all the messes. And he also takes care of the babies.
Oh,
I get it.
Finally, fascinating. Well, Lindsay Lohan has a new publisher. Yeah, her old publicist said that she quit to take a job that's easier. She's now a coal miner in West Virginia. Find something easier to do. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Is there any bigger no talent than Nick Cannon?
No.
Am I missing something?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Hey, don't go away. The joke.